Alright guys, welcome back. This is No Hair Not Tongues. Yo, we got a special guest today. Yes, we got Shaq in the house.
Not the actual Shaq, but I'm close to the Nick. Not really. But come on, listen.
O'Neal.
The less important Shaq.
He's here today. He's gonna pass the ball.
It's your Kobe. he's when I get the ball, I'm a dunk.
Yo, son, no cap. So we got Shaq in the house, and he's gonna spit some knowledge for you guys, because the last time that we had a podcast, that was season one, and we had a group, and you guys already know what happened. You know, life happens and shit like that. So, and I'm gonna start off this episode with Shaq. Yo, tell us your name, your favorite food, your favorite sex position.
So first of all, we gonna start off with the most important. Fuck my name, fuck my favorite food. My favorite sex position is doggy, you heard?
Doggy,
you feel me? Come on, bro. Listen, because that's the position where, you know, I really come out, bro. You got to go in with this doggy.
You really come out in that position?
Bro, like, let's keep it a buck. Every nigga, when he gets a doggy, he starts talking a little different. Like, missionary is one thing.
Man, that's true.
But once you hit doggy, bro, you feel me? Like, the confidence come out. Now you want to pull her hair. You know what? Now you want to smack her ass. You want to do shit. You know, sometimes you might want to use your thumb. You know, that's for, but listen, bro, you got to lick it first. That's for the pros, though. That's for the pros.
Oh, my God.
Bro, yo, listen, let me tell you.
Go ahead.
I've been using my thumb since I was 16, and I use it till this day. Shut up. To this day! But nah, my real name is Shaquin. Everybody call me Shaq. My favorite food, lasagna. I was born and raised from the Bronx. I live in Queens now. Yeah, I miss the Bronx, but I love Queens, though. Queens, you know, show love, but definitely born and raised from the Bronx. I grew up pretty much in Harlem. I went to high school out there, you know, doing stupid shit, but, you know, we here now.
Yeah, facts.
We here, but I feel good. Had a good day.
Okay.
I ate.
Okay.
I ain't get no pussy yet, but that's okay. We gonna change that later.
Yo, facts.
I met
Shaq. We work in the same spot. I'm not gonna say where, but we work in the same spot. And yo, I feel like they're eyeing us now, because yo, we speaking so much facts, bro. And you know, people pick up on the energy. You know what
absolutely,
I mean?
Absolutely. You know what it energy. Is, bro? It's radiant, though. So when you speak in something that makes sense, bro, it really resonates with people. So a lot of times people are talking now. They got platforms. You know, they have the opportunity to speak, and they're not saying nothing of importance, bro.
Facts.
Now we can get on here and do the same thing.
But we're not
finna do that, though.
What are we gonna talk about right now? Because we got so much shit to uncover, bro.
Shit, we got women.
We got men. We got simps. We got finances. We got clubbing. We got fucking politics, bro. We got curved dicks, bro.
Yo, bro, it's crazy. I don't relate. But I've heard. No disrespect, because you know some women prefer the curves. You know I'm a straight shooter, so I don't relate, bro. But no disrespect to the curves, but you know I don't relate. But I feel like we should talk about simps, bro. I feel like we should talk about simps because they fucking up the game for people, bro. But realistically, they mess the shit up for themselves.
So simps, yo, bro, simps are ruining the world. You know, 90% of OnlyFans subscriptions come from simps, bro. Because if you can't get no pussy, what can you do?
You could beat off to it, I guess. but you know what?
But these are like basic girls, bro. These are your regular girls walking in the streets, bro. And these people are like paying money, bro.
You know what it is now. I'm not going to knock the business. You know, it is what it is. Like, you know, the girls who do OnlyFans, they got to make their bread. But
as far as
the dudes go,
that's what I'm saying.
Here's my thing, fellas.
My thing is not what the girls do in OnlyFans. My thing is with the guys.
You know what it is, bro. I feel like it's a desperation involved in it. Like, yo, I really want to see her like
this,
I'm willing to pay for it.
Yes, sir.
Listen, once you start paying for it, the respect you're supposed to get goes out the window, brother. Listen, let me tell you something. Here's my rule. If you could pay for it to support her, right? But if she won't communicate with you outside of that, like if she won't give you the time of day,
I like that.
You simping.
I like that.
But here's the thing. Like, could be cool with her, you feel me? And like, you know what? I want to support your shit. If she's able to have an amicable conversation with you.
You're right,
because
I'll support
her.
You're right.
Exactly.
I will support.
But if she won't give you the time of day outside of it.
Hey, fuck out of here, bro.
Come on, man. What are we talking about? You know what I mean?
No cap.
What are we talking about, bro? Realistically, but I honestly feel bad for those dudes, bro. Because they don't know no better.
They don't know no better.
And I know a couple of them. I don't want to name drop nobody. Eventually they're going to see this.
I'll share some names because I won't protect the foolish.
Bro, listen.
I won't protect the foolish, bro. I'm calling you out. Listen,
damn, bro. I'm a little bit nicer to you fools. You feel me? But nah. But bro, they be buying food for these ladies and them. And here's the thing. You could treat a woman nice, and I'm not saying not to. You feel me? But I'm just saying, if you're going to be the food nigga, if you label food nigga in her phone, because you know they be labeling us. Like, I hope y'all know they label us.
Absolutely.
You the food nigga in her phone?
Absolutely.
It's over, bro. You don't get no play. The food niggas don't move up in rankings.
Bro, I was thinking
they do not move up in rankings, bro. If you the food nigga, you stay the food nigga, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
That's true.
I'm telling you.
I was talking to this chick, right, over on Instagram.
Okay.
And, bro, she was like, she sent me a screenshot, bro. Zelle, you know, Zelle payments, right?
Okay.
And she's like, and I'm seeing payments from like $20, $50, $40, right? Oh, different dudes, right? And she's like, oh, I'm going to New Jersey and shit. And I'm like, what you doing going to New Jersey? Yeah, right? And she's like, oh, I'm moving out. I'm like, moving out what job? And she's like, oh, you don't see all this money? I'm like, so you telling me you're getting paid that much money from these Sims that you gather enough money to move out and support yourself? And she's like, and to top that off, I'm not even going to have sex with them. And I said, so you're never going to have sex with them. You're only talking to them for a little bit because you're stroking the ego, and now you're taking their money and shit. Like, I can't.
but you said a key word there, stroking their ego. A man's ego is so sensitive, bro, that all they got to do is be stroked a little bit.
That's it.
And that's it, bro.
That's it.
Once you stroke a man's ego, he ejaculates his pride. Let me tell you, bro, look, but that's really the sad part, though. Like, you got to understand when they just stroking your ego. Like, if you're getting a generic answer out of them, stop. Yeah. You can't be giving them all your bread, man.
You can't.
Unless you rich and you feel like you can afford. Even then, no, nigga, no. Stop.
And since we're on that topic, right, with like the women and shit, and now I want to say something to the guys, right? Because there's a bad balance out there from us. Like, we're treating modern day women with traditional values, right? Facts. So with the modern day women, they're like, oh, I'm independent. I don't need a man. I don't need this and that, this and that. All right, cool. So what we guys need to do, guys, pay attention. What we need to do, bro, is when you get a modern day woman, you let her pay for her shit and you pay for your own thing.
Facts.
Now, if you take her on a date, you meet up with her in that location. You ain't going to pick her up and pay for gas because this is a modern day woman. So guess what? We're gonna be modern day men.
But here's the thing: a modern day woman wouldn't even mind that, right?
Yes,
you independent, right?
Yes,
you shouldn't have a problem with Uber into the spot. Like, but we're being real. Like, if you independent, why does that even bother you? You should be good with it.
That's it. You understand? That's it.
But you see, and I like that you bring that up because we living in a time where the modern day woman, they want that traditional sense of a man. And it's real unfortunate because I don't feel like a lot of dudes understand where we are in life. So you got a lot of dudes who co-sign that. And that's danger. But bro, that's dangerous behavior. You understand? That's dangerous behavior because now you're telling her it's okay to do as little as possible for you while you do everything the traditional man used to do.
Yep.
You see, what people forget is the traditional woman used to take care of their man and they never had a problem with doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see? So my whole thing is like, because nowadays you got the woman wanting to be the traditional wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you want your guy to be the breadwinner. You want him to bring home the bacon. You want him to take care of the household. And absolutely, that's fine.
That's totally
but
fine.
But once he's out working, the house should be clean when he gets home.
That's how it is.
Food should be ready. Food should be on the table when he gets home. But we living in the times where you want me to come and pay for all of your bills and you can't even take care of me.
So that's where we come in, where if you have a traditional woman, you treat her traditionally. You open the door for her.
Absolutely.
You know, you even massage her, right? Open the door from the car, from the restaurant. You go pick her up. You pay. Bro, nigga, I'll do that happily because I know this is a traditional woman. I know she's going to be loyal. I know it's going to be an even exchange with pussy and dick, right? I know she's going to take care of me. I know she's going to have a nice hot meal. Nice home meal cook, right? The place is going to be clean. Bro, the last time a girl was here, bro, and like, my last ex, we was here chilling in the bed, and then I went to work the next day. Bro, she sent me a picture. She's like, oh, what's this under your bed? And I'm like, oh, that's Ellie's hair. And she's like, oh my gosh. And then she just like cleaned the whole place, bro.
Really?
She cleaned the whole place. She changed the match. I don't even know I had extra sheets.
So she seemed like a good.
She was.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Not to cut you off. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So what happened? Where she at, bro?
Oh, I scared her off. She fell in love.
What do you mean?
So she was like, I said I love you too
soon. What do you
soon.
Mean you scared her off?
She said she loved me too soon, bro.
And it scared you.
She got scared. So she ran away. Okay. I probably worded that wrong.
No. I get it.
So we was doing it for like second week and she said, I love you. So she said, I love you to me in 2 weeks.
So you got the curve joint then.
That's what I'm saying. The dick has power, bro. You know what I mean?
So that's is using his power for evil, bro.
Bro, we were fucking like crazy, that's bro. We insane, fucked on this bro. Wall right here.
But what's crazy is that's a love language, though. That's physical touch. That's a real love language. People don't understand that.
You were
speaking to her, bro. Chris Brown said that.
Bro,
your body language speaks to me. You know that song that's everywhere, bro. That's a real thing, though. It's not just a song. Like, that's a love language.
But why
and that's
she
a connection,
scared?
Bro.
Why she got scared, though, bro?
Okay, let me be honest with you. Because I'm the same type of person. Like, if I start feeling feelings too fast, that's intimidating.
Really?
Because the thing about love, bro, you really can't control your heart. So once it starts to open up, bro, a spiral, like you start wearing your heart on your sleeve, you start doing stuff you wouldn't normally do. And that could be scary,
so
bro.
So that scared her then?
That's terrifying, bro. Are you kidding me, bro? Like, yo, bro, look. That shit is terrifying because at that point, you realize this person has complete power over your
complete
heart.
Complete power, yeah. Yeah, but you know what? Like, knowing that, like, even when they ask me like, yo, what happened to your last ex, bro? I respect her. I respect my last ex. She
and
treated
I respect
me,
that.
Yo, she treated me like a king. She treated me good. Like, she holds the standard right now of how I look at other women. And then we ended up in good terms, but I'm not talking to her because I think about the next girl. Like,
absolutely.
If I'm dating the next, I don't want to be talking to
I'm
my
the
ex.
Same, bro, I'm the same way.
The fuck am I
for
gonna
me,
talking?
For me, we have no reason to communicate.
No reason.
We taught each other what we had to teach each
There's
other.
There's no reason, bro.
And now we move on in life.
There
we have
go.
No reason to really talk.
So you see, that's a traditional woman, bro. I came back from work, bro. I brought her flowers. That's how it is, bro.
Bro,
we gotta treat our traditional woman with love.
Listen, I agree, but you see, that's because naturally you're a nurturing man and you're also
you
a
go.
Traditional man
there
though.
You go yeah
see so there's a lot of us traditional men living in modern times and it's actually getting really insane. Like, see, I was on TikTok the other day. Follow me on TikTok, by the way. The voice
I'll put it in the description.
The Voice 28. Follow me on TikTok. But look, so I was scrolling through TikTok because this is all over social media. Some girl was like, your money is my money and my money is my money.
Mm-hmm.
So I expect my guy, if we go out on dates, I expect him to pay for my food. I expect him to pay for whatever transportation if we have to take it, meaning gas, etc. I expect him to pay for all these things. I expect him to pay my bills as well. Mind you, they're not even living together, but she wants him to contribute to her bills and he doesn't even live there. And all her money is her money. That's absolutely fucking insane. And we live during a time where people feel like that's okay. Like, if we lay all of that out on the table, y'all can't tell me that shit makes sense, bro. You can't say that out loud and say this makes sense. It sounds absolutely fucking absurd. Like, let's be real, bro.
Okay, what is she bringing? Nothing.
Pussy.
That's it,
bro, some pussy. Some pussy that I listen.
Some
listen,
pre-owned pussy, bro.
And here's the thing, too, right? Because they like a lot of women hate hearing that, right? But realistically, like, can we please be real about the scenario? Like, open up your ears for 1 second. Be receptive to what I'm saying for 1 second. Like, just listen to me, okay? Before y'all get upset, because I know y'all like to get mad, y'all like to snap. Don't be reactive, okay?
Be proactive.
Listen, there you go. I like
be
that.
Proactive.
Come on. But listen, now listen to what I'm saying, like, and let's be realistic, okay? So if we turn the tables, right? And a guy said to you, I want you to pick me up and you're going to pay for all the gas. I want you to pay some of my bills. I want you to pay for all of my food. And then you ask me in return, what do I get? And I tell you, dick, you're going to look at me like I'm absolutely fucking insane. You know why? Because there's dick everywhere. But you want to know something else? There's pussy everywhere. Whoa. Look, that. Listen, but there's pussy everywhere. So, and this is what I'm saying to you, ladies. You see how absolutely crazy that sounds, right? If a guy says all he has is dick to give you in return, you're going to look at him like he's fucking crazy, right?
Oh.
So why is it that we can flip that and that be okay? Like, ask yourself that. Like, let's just be real.
And I don't want to hear no excuses. Oh, get a girl on the panel. I am going to bring a girl on the panel. You just watch it. She's going to have the same attire. And I'm going to bring a traditional woman. Watch. I'm going to bring a traditional woman. And I'm going to bring a modern day woman. Watch.
But I've talked to plenty of traditional women who don't have a problem with. Now, here's the thing. I've spoke to women on both sides of the spectrum, right? So I've spoke to women who are very traditional in a sense where they don't want to work.
Nice.
They just want to stay home, take care of their family, and that's okay. I have no problem with that.
I'm good with that.
I'll go make the money and bring it home.
I'm good with that.
I just want to be taken care of.
That's it.
You understand?
You ain't going to be there chilling, doing shit.
Right? Exactly. Come on, because that's ridiculous. At that point,
that's it. That's
you're not my partner. You're my child at that point. Like, but let's be real. Now, what we're not saying is, we're not saying we have a problem with taking care of the traditional woman. Like, if you're a traditional woman, meaning if you're willing to take care of the household, you're willing to take care of the family, things of that.
That's why I was coming at with the flowers. That's why I was coming at. Like, yo, everything.
Because you know it's going to come off misogynistic, you know, so.
And I'm very fair, even though life is not fair, but I'm very fair into like the roles. And plus, bro, we could switch it. You want to go to work and get money? I'll stay home. I'll cook. I'll clean. I have no problem.
I will have the house clean in just an apron. Fucking so when you come home, what do you want to eat?
Shit, I'll be with the neck and like,
bro, are you kidding me? You want pasta today? What would you like, your highness? And I mean, come on.
Yo, I got your bubble bath ready, bro. Let's go. And you matter of fact, I'm gonna wake you up by giving you head.
There you right? What's up?
Bro, cause it's not a chore for me. It's an honor. Like, yo, I like you, you like me, we're together. Yo, let's fucking do this.
It's crazy that you said that word, right? So I was talking to a chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, a lot of us, we stay away from chicks that do certain things. So listen to this.
Facts.
So I'm asking her what happened in her last situation.
Facts.
And she said, sleeping with her ex felt like a chore.
Oh, nah.
So, first of all, that's scary to me because...
That's very scary.
Because in my mind, it's like, does he know you felt like that? That's one. Because if he doesn't, it's fucked up. He's sitting there thinking you're enjoying this.
Facts.
And you feel like you're doing a chore, so you're not really enjoying this. That's kind of fucked up, because I feel like he should have knew.
Well, that's why she's an ex.
But it's scary. That's crazy. But here's what's scary, though.
Yeah.
How do I know if we get together, you don't feel the same way, and you don't tell the next guy sleeping with me was a chore?
It's such a slim line, bro.
That's
so thin, bro. It's so thin.
It's fucked up, bro.
Such a fine line. Like, you don't even know, like, she's doing fake orgasms, whatever. And I'm gonna address this because I don't really know bitches are gonna be like, oh yeah, her, yeah, bro. I'm the happiest motherfucker out here, yo.
Well, first of all, I got a whole family, like, and I'm happy though. Like, you know, like I'm happy. In my, you know, like, so it's not even about being hurt; it's about being aware. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing: when women come out and say, "Oh, who hurt y'all? Y'all hurt?
They like
y'all
to use, did." They like to use trigger words.
But bro, but here's the thing. Y'all did.
Yeah.
Like, if we have any past traumas, who do you think delivered it to us? Like, any past trauma that I have, where do you think it came from?
Talk to us about your trauma, your depression, what you had to go through.
So for me, I was taking anxiety medication. I was going through so much. Yo, bro, for real.
Wow.
And I'm a tough guy.
Yeah.
I grew up, if y'all can't tell, I'm black.
Yeah, he could fuck all right?
I'm African American. You can't see me in the dark at all. We turn out these lights right now, I disappear.
He could swing me out this window.
Bro, you stupid, bro. But even through that, as a black person, we don't go to therapy, which I had to do.
Man.
We don't take anxiety medication. That's, for lack of better words, that's for pussies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't do that. Mm-hmm. So for me to be honest and live in that truth and understand where I was mentally and fix that, you know, cause I'm still in the process of fixing it, but I'm on a better half of that situation.
Right.
But for me to go through that and a lot of people really just not give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't
it's
care.
Insane.
Yeah, they don't care.
Now, what if I snapped?
Mm-hmm. Oh, now.
Bro, because let me tell you something else. It's not hard to snap. It's not hard to get a weapon and go insane because that's what's happening. But the problem is when you plead out for help and there's ways that you do it and people ignore it, it's just a reminder that as a man, it don't fucking matter why you did what you did. It doesn't matter what it is that you're going through. You have to toughen up and get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what society teaches us. That's what the court system teaches us. That's what social media teaches us. That's what music, that's what movies teach us. They teach us that as a man, you do not cry. You get up and you get over it.
Mm-hmm.
But some things you just cannot get up and get over.
Right. There's a lot of things like I'm not even going to front. Like I'm gonna just go back to like when me and my ex broke up, right? Yo, nothing affected me at that time. Like I was like, okay, And then she
okay.
She was like, she was like, "You're not mad?" I'm like, "I don't know." I don't know. I don't know what to be thinking. I'm just existing, yo. Yeah, and like, like we're just moving forward. And so, whatever, we broke up. And then I remember, like, 2 weeks later, bro, I fucking sat right there. And I started crying, bro. I just cried. It's like, damn, bro. Like,
it hit us later. It hit us differently.
And differently,
it,
yeah.
You know, and but it definitely hits us later.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, when you, okay, because I broke up with exes in the past, right? Mm-hmm. And at first, I'm like, yo, I'm free.
Right. Yeah.
I said, I'm free?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm free.
Yeah.
And then you sit and think and you're like, damn.
Yeah, you see?
I was sick one day.
Bro.
I was sick one day. And I'm 6'7", bro. When I'm sick, I'm the biggest pussy in the world. I'll ball up in the middle
bro,
of the bed,
bro. We're the biggest babies when we sick, bro.
But don't get me wrong. When I'm not sick, I'm the toughest nigga, bro.
That's how it is. Yeah, that's how it is.
I can carry a house. But when I'm sick, I just want to be vulnerable during that time.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around, shivering and shit, being all dramatic. I'm shivering. I'm looking up like it's the last days.
Is it chicken noodle soup?
Is it chicken? Yo, bro, I'm looking up like it's the last days to the pillow next to me. Nobody's there. I was just mad, sad, bro. Like, but you know, and I'm an independent dude too.
Mm-hmm.
But we things hit us differently later on because then we start to think about it. We also start to think about the fact that they might be happy elsewhere with another guy.
Well, I didn't think about that. I already knew her ass was getting clapped. Right.
Oh, she was getting her cheeks clapped.
No, I already know. Like, oh, I don't know, but okay, I already know.
Oh, but you okay?
As a pretty girl, come on, you're gonna get your ass clapped.
Somebody
right?
Somebody gonna get up.
Somebody dogging that shit.
Yeah,
so
somebody's.
So when you mention independent, right? Yeah. When you ask a woman, like, so, I was having this conversation with a woman, and she was like, oh, if we were to date, what would you bring to the table, right? And I'm like, yo, bro, I'm pushing peace. Like, I'll bring provision and protection. I'm pushing peace. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I could protect myself. And I'm like, yeah, but your protection is selfish, right? Because when I said protection, you thought about yourself. Mm-hmm. When I said protection, I'm thinking about you, future kids, even your own family, even the woman in your family. If I'm there with you and other women from your family, who's going to protect them? Someone slaps their ass, who they gonna look up to, right? They're gonna look up to me. Now, if there's five niggas running with machetes, I know damn well you ain't gonna look at me and say, Come on, go run. I got them.
I'll save you. And you, while you running in slow motion.
Why running away?
But imagine you look back and she fuck all of them up. Yo.
Oh, she fuck all of them? I'll be like, whoa. Like, oh,
some Jason Statham shit, bro. And you turn around and she got five machetes and they all, yo, bro, at that point, you better marry her.
But I get exactly what you're saying. So
yeah,
it's like,
absolutely.
Our protection is not the same. Second, provision. You thought about yourself yet again. Now, on provision, if you decide that you don't want to work, I will take care of you. Not in a way that you're beneath me or anything, right? It's not that. And then when we say that we protect a woman, we don't think that you're weak. We are saying we protect what's important to us, right? My own dog, like a fucking beast right there, right? And I'll protect her. I'll protect her. If we out there, whatever, she get fucked up by a German Shepherd, I got to go in.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So same thing with provision. If I decide to come home and say, yo, I had enough, I'm not doing this shit no more, she'd be like, okay, I'll take care of you. But now the clock's ticking. 3, 4, 5 months, now you're just another nigga walking around the house.
And you want to know something though? That and it's crazy that you say that, right?
Which one?
Because you said after a couple months.
Right.
So I'm gonna relate it too, because I don't want to digress from the point. I'm gonna, you know, bring it all back around together. So my friend was a part of this podcast/live that this lady does, and she was talking about how men aren't emotional, right? So, and I'm gonna bring it back around.
The lady said the guys are emotional.
Yes, she said the guys are not emotional, right?
Oh, they're not emotional.
Says,
okay.
Now here's what she says, right? Mm-hmm. She says, "I want my guy to be able to cry to me in moments and needs." When he's in pain, I want him to be able to vent to me, open up to me, cry in my arms. I want to be that nurturer for him because they don't do that enough. And that same sentence and in that same breath, she then says, but after 4 or 5 days, I don't want him willowing.
What I say?
But bro.
What I say?
When I seen, but, cause, so he tagged me in on the Instagram live on the podcast. That, and when I seen her said that, I said, bro, you didn't catch what she just said.
Bro.
She put a limit on the amount of days she was willing to be
supportive.
What
I say, bro? You can't make this stuff up.
But bro,
it's
insane.
Can't make this stuff up.
So what if he's going through something that has him depressed for a month? After 5 days, that's all you can extend to me? You understand?
That's not my fault.
But here's my thing. But realistically, bro, what if you're going through something that puts you out
of work?
Fight for a year.
I know, yeah.
You know?
You see where I work. You see how shit is falling off. I might get hit in the head and shit.
Bro, it is 100% possible.
And then I'm now like...
That, right,
you know, yo, who gonna fucking provide for me, bro? When I'm out point, of service.
At that point, bro, and but you see, that's where the screening process for us dudes have to be very.
Let's talk about that.
A very in depth screening process, bro, because you got to know she gonna ride for you. Yes. Because realistically, like niggas like us, like men like us, we gonna ride for y'all. So what we saying might sound hard, but we really gonna ride for y'all. Like if we fuck with y'all, like if we love y'all, we gonna ride for y'all. Yeah. So we just want that to be heard and be said.
And this
like,
ain't my bad.
Nah, go ahead, bro.
And they saying about yo man versus woman, woman versus man. Nah, we trying to build a community where both of us could come together. And now, if you want to be a modern day woman, get the fuck out of here. Like, just go to another side. Now, if you're a traditional woman and you want to like open up your mind and shit like that, yo, tune in and you're gonna find yourself a man, because there's men out there, bro.
Absolutely.
There's men out there.
To say, first of all, we love y'all ladies. Like, let's be real. We love ladies, right? We love women, right? Mm-hmm. But what we're saying, though, is the modern day women don't understand there's a lot of toxicity involved in that, because the modern day women, bro, they're influenced by music. Think about it, bro. They're influenced by Cardi B.
Oh my god.
I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me, bro. you hit it. But
she said that?
Of course she said that. And then Offset uploaded a video of her cleaning. To show you this, he was sleeping. She said, I thought you said, I don't cook, I don't clean. But here's the thing. She does cook and clean. You know why? Because she's rapping about this, but she's definitely a modern day. She takes, mind you, she's rich as fuck. She has power.
Yeah.
She's still cleaning her house. Why is that? But she's spreading a message to y'all that she don't cook and clean. So now she got the modern day woman not cooking and cleaning, knowing damn well she's cooking and cleaning. You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, she's doing what she's supposed to do. As like, you know, she's taking care of her household, taking care of her situation.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But in her music, she's influencing y'all to do the opposite.
Why? Because everything is business.
There you go.
And it's called programming. Because what is mostly talking to you between your ears every single day is the same fucking tracks that you listen to on your playlist.
Yep.
The same fucking tracks
every day.
And then you want to go to a concert. Now you're idolizing at this point, because now you're paying this motherfucker, right? Now you're paying for them, and now you're taking your time. So you're taking your time and money and attention to arrive in a concert, and now you're sitting there for a couple few hours, and you're just there listening to your playlist.
And mind you, let's be real. You kind of broke your pockets. You had to work a little bit of OT to pay for them tickets.
Of course.
So you doing that for somebody that's already rich and famous. Now, I get it. Support their craft. But come on. You know, like, I don't even want to get into that, bro. Because for me, I feel like, and not even to cut you off, like you said, mm-hmm. like, and here's why we have to be careful with that fan word. Like, and I tell him this all the time.
Give it to him.
I am not a fan of no musician, nobody. No actor, no actress, no artist, nothing. Now, I support and I appreciate the talent that some of these people have. Mm-hmm. But being a fan, the word fan is short for fanatic.
Tell them.
Fanatic.
Tell them.
Why would you want to be a fanatic of any other human being?
Tell them.
That makes no sense.
That makes no sense. And mind you, these are the same guys and women, right? That they have their partner next to them, and they don't even treat them like they treat the celebrities, bro. They don't even treat them. And these are the same, whoever it is, the guy or girl paying the bills, paying the rent, paying this and that, right? They don't even treat them like these celebrity, bro. They treat them like gods, bro. They treat the celebrities like gods.
Let me tell you something.
That shit is crazy.
When I date a girl, right? You can have a crush on a celebrity all you want. Just keep it to yourself. Here's my thing, right? I've never dated anybody and had a crush on no celebrity.
Me too.
Because when I'm with you, you are my crush.
Yep.
You are my fucking celebrity.
Yep.
So there's nobody that's going to get my time. There's nobody that's going to get my... Like, I'm not going to ogle over somebody who doesn't give a fuck about
that's
me
fire.
When you're next to me every fucking day.
That's fire.
You're taking care of me.
Bye, 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 bye.
You're looking out for me.
That's
you know
fire.
What? You there for me every day. Why that's would fire. Anybody else get that kind of attention from me?
That's what I'm saying,
so when people
bro.
Do this, like, look, I'm not going to bash the brother mm-hmm. because I know he has a fan base that will kill me. So I'm just giving this as an example.
Yeah, go ahead.
Chris Brown,
mm-hmm.
talented, one of the most talented artists I've ever seen in my life. I got to be honest. I put him right next to Michael, you know, up in that
stratosphere. I was going to say that. Yeah. He's up Michael, there with Michael. Prince, yeah.
I put him in that stratosphere because he's extremely talented.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'm a heterosexual male, but, you know, let's be real. He's an attractive guy. Mm-hmm. He's talented. You know, woman is attracted to talent. Yeah. Women
handsome
are attracted
dude. Handsome
to,
dude.
You know, they're attracted to money, talent, you know, so I get why people, you know, go crazy over him. But there's some women who have shrines of this man in their house. And if, I don't know if you know what a shrine is, but it's a collection
of
you know,
pictures
and a whole
pictures,
bunch of
statues, posters.
Candles. They have shrines of this man in their apartment.
Oh, next, even the pillows. They even have
next to their husbands.
I did not know that.
Why?
I did not know that.
Why? Okay, now I get it. I ain't Chris Brown. But if I'm taking care of you every day, why is there not a shrine of me next to you? Why am I not that important to you? Why is someone who doesn't even know if you're fucking breathing or not? Why is he the shrine?
You do know that you guys are just fucking price tags, right? You guys are just like cha-chings.
Let's be real.
That's it. And it's funny. And it's funny because they'll support a stranger.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day, celebrity or not, whatever title you want to give these niggas, right? At the end of the day, they're a stranger to you. You don't 100%. Know these people. They only show you what they allow you to see.
A lot of times they're met, and this is not even, you know, to Chris Brown, because I've seen him meet people. He seemed like a real cool dude. So that's not to, but a lot of celebrities y'all fangirling over, like, they wouldn't even give you a fucking time of day if they ever seen you in person. No, some of them broke because they feel like they're bigger than life. That's the problem with you know, that's these crazy celebrities and everything too. They really feel like they're bigger than life, and they feel like you're not as important as they are.
I'm gonna tell y'all something. My favorite rapper is Lil Wayne, right? Okay. But I never spent a dollar on his merchant.
Mm-hmm.
Never spent a dollar. I was just supportive on downloading his mm-hmm. his album.
Yes.
Listen
yes.
to it, and I'll tell other people, yo, listen to this nigga.
Listen to his
blah,
album.
Right?
Yes.
Easy.
Yes.
Right?
Got
him up.
There you go, right? Look.
Right?
Look.
So that's homeboy right
bro,
there.
Brilliant rapper.
But I never went to his concert.
I wouldn't either.
I never went to his concert. I never paid for a single merch. I don't even follow him on Instagram. Why would I follow you? Right? Why
I like his. I get it.
And I respect him because he said in an interview that he went through depression because it was one time that he did a tour. Right. Once he was done with the tour, people cheering, blah blah, and then whatever.
You dap
it up to
I
your
heard
friends
that
like
before.
Yo.
I heard that before.
And he's like, yo, I thought about it. And he's like, yo, do these people even care about me?
No.
Oh, they care about what I bring to the table.
The talent that he has.
And he was like, you know, and that was a revelation to me, you know. But he sounded like, you know, that's a revelation. You know? So he's like, that's a revelation to me. And I had to really, like, sit down. And he said his mom really, like put him in the straight path. That's why his last album is going to be No Curses.
Okay.
Because his mom
I respect
said,
that. Yeah. I respect that.
So it's shit like that, right? Yeah. But then we got all the celebrities that are like, yo, bam, merchant, boom. That shit is crazy.
You know what? And here's the thing, because Lil Wayne is he's not my favorite, but I put him in the top five. No.
He's always somewhere in the top five.
Because he has to be, bro. Bro, look. Realistically, I try not to judge anybody else's top five because everything, this is all nuance, right? So we all have our own opinions and, you know, it's subjective. Like, so you might like some things that I might not like.
Yeah,
but
of
regardless,
course, of course.
You have to put Lil Wayne in your top five. Lil Wayne has to be in your top five.
Bro, once you hear the...
Oh, yo, bro, listen. And I don't even smoke.
Oh!
That shit used to make me want to get high.
Yo, fast. I feel like dying.
Yo, bro. Yo, listen, Lil Wayne, and this is what, and I was gonna get this tattooed on me.
No way.
Bro said, all my bitches love me, and I love all my bitches. But it's like soon as I come to my senses. Let's be real, fellas, for one second. You cannot tell me there hasn't been a situation where you was doing what you was doing with a certain somebody.
You like
that. And it was amazing while you was up in it. You was talking crazy. You was doing all this extra nonsense.
You was talking crazy. You was talking to
Tommy. You was telling her. You was like, I fucking love you, bitch. Like, this shit is amazing. Like, you're doing all that extra shit, right? You biting on the back of her ear. Doing freaky shit you never did before. And as soon as you bust that nut, you roll over and look at her. And you have this fucking level of disgust. Like, why did I even do this? We're not related. We have no relation. We can't communicate after this. We can't do anything. But you come to your senses.
Bro.
You come to your senses. Like, why did I do this?
I remember my I remember my boy telling me, like, yo, if you like a girl, mustn't up before meeting up with her.
Facts. And see if you feel the same about her.
And I did that, and I sent that bitch back home.
Yo, and here's the thing. It has nothing to do with your looks, neither.
Nah,
you
could
be beautiful.
Yeah, nah.
And we just not have that connection afterwards.
It's the soul, bro. Facts. It's the soul. It's the pure.
Facts. But this is why to a real man, pussy ain't enough.
Ain't enough.
That's why to a real man, you can have the best box in the world, or you can have the worst box in the world. Pussy is not enough. That's why pussy should not be a Christmas gift. It should not be a birthday gift. It should not be a Valentine's Day gift. Don't give me, listen.
How you going to give me something you give me all the time?
And don't get me wrong. We love the pussy. All right? We love it.
Pussy rules the world.
Yes,
with money.
Does. Yes, it does. But it's not a gift.
It's not a gift. No.
It's not a gift. So realistically, this is why we're saying, like, I got to be able to cuddle up with you and talk after we finish.
Facts.
I got to be able to pillow talk.
Facts.
Hand on my chin, swinging my feet.
Facts.
Looking at your face, just smiling and grinning and shit. You feel me? Bro, you know what I'm talking about? Sitting there like schoolgirl with
your
feet waving and shit.
I know.
That's how I should be able to be after I finish.
Yep. And if you have a conversation with this girl and it's so natural, like it's so flowy, bro, do not let her go, bro. Because shit like that does not come around. If you talk every day and you still find somehow some way to talk about something, bro, there's something there, bro.
Because the connection is beyond.
It's beyond
physical.
It's beyond the flesh. Beyond the flesh.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Listen, but and I want to say that to say, a lot of times we find that, right? And it's just unfortunate because when we do, I don't think we understand the gem that we found, because there's not that many gems out there nowadays.
Yes.
And I got to be honest.
Yes.
I can't see any modern day woman be that kind of gen.
Me neither.
Because there's so much that's influencing them to be everything other than what they should be. Mm-hmm. And when I say what they should be, this is not coming off like you beneath me. When I say that, I mean, because let me say something too. And I don't want to digress from the point.
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Because I got to speak to my queens for one second, right?
Floor is yours.
What y'all have to understand is, y'all so powerful. Y'all possess so much power over us men, and it's not because of your fucking vaginas. You have the ability to make us feel like fucking kings, and then you have the ability to make us feel minuscule. Your words mean so much to us. They resonate so much with us. They're so powerful to us. So when you say something to break us down, we might act like it don't break us down, but it can break us down if we love you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Let me include that. If we love you.
Mm-hmm.
But then when y'all say things to make us feel, if when y'all stroke our ego and we love y'all, that puts us somewhere out of this stratosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So, to my queens, y'all so powerful, mm-hmm. right?
Not to the peasants.
And again, not to the peasants.
Modern day women.
To the
Gotta let it be known, bro.
Because listen, it's just unfortunate. It's just a shame, and y'all gotta understand. We're coming at this situation experienced in this modern day woman.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
Like. And bro, it's just,
they will attack their own sisters, bro.
They don't listen.
They don't care.
Modern day women are like their own tribe in Wakanda. Like, you know how you got all these other different tribes.
Yes.
Like they stand in their own little corner. Because here's the thing.
Yes.
They don't even have loyalty.
No.
So they don't have loyalty
to their
group. Like, bro, if we're being real, right? If you're a modern day woman, let's just say you're a part of the modern day woman clique, right? And you say something that even remotely agrees with what, like, you know, a traditional man has to say,
mm-hmm.
you're out of the modern day woman group.
Yes. You know, the last time a girl did that, she suicided. She killed herself.
You know, really?
Yeah, she killed herself. She was saying how she was bashing men, and that she felt disgusted. Cause that's not her nature. Her nature is to nurture, to take care of whatever, of whoever her man is. And so she posted a video on TikTok, cause she was like, "Yo, guys, I'm leaving. I don't want to be a modern day woman no more. I want to be a traditional woman. I want to be a housewife. I want to be cuddled, love, and everything. And I see how my man treats me. I don't like whatever, right?"
Yeah.
And then she's like, "Yo, I'm gonna start doing it." And then day by day, you could see in her video that she's cooking, cleaning, whatever. And yo, her whole comments. Oh, pick me. You pick me energy. Oh, this is disgusting.
I hate that. Bah, 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 bah. Shit.
Bro, she killed herself.
That's and let me tell you something.
She killed herself.
I bet you none of those same women that were bullying her, because that's exactly what that is. That's cyberbullying.
That's bullying.
That's bullying.
They're a bunch of bullies.
I bet you none of them felt bad about what they did.
Absolutely not.
And this whole pick me shit, okay? Just because a person has a different opinion than you, and just because it, that does not mean they're a pick me.
And first of all, like, my bad, my
go ahead, sorry. Do your thing,
and
brother.
First of all, when someone says pick me, I don't see that as a fucking offense. Of course you want to pick me.
Pick me, motherfucker.
Yeah, pick me, what if the
I
fuck?
Listen, if I'm in line for something that pick makes me. Sense, I want to be picked.
Pick me, so I don't, shit. Don't let that shit trigger you, girls. Like, of course, you want to be picked. You want to be picked.
Pick me, motherfucker. I'm here. Will.
My bad,
I'm in
go
the
ahead.
Front of the line. No, no, that's cool, bro. Listen.
Bro.
It's no, like, because for me, because I'm just saying that because I'm all over TikTok, right? And I do a bunch of TikTok content.
Famous man right here.
No, I'm not. Yeah. No, listen. I'm not famous. I'm just told. That's it. But bro, I'm just told. That's it.
I accepted this. I'm just told.
Look, I'm realistic with myself. I got about 89,000 followers, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't give a fuck about me. Like, let me tell you something. Yo, bro, listen, I'm very real with myself, and I take it for what it's worth.
Facts.
And it's a face value thing with me. I know that realistically, these people don't really give a shit about me. It's just about my character and the content that I put out. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But I see this whole pick me, or you fangirl.
I even had
a couple people inbox me. And they say, I don't want to look thirsty in your comment section, but I just want to
see what
you're
I mean?
An attractive man, X, Y, and Z. Can I say something to y'all? First of all, no real man is ever going to classify you as a thirsty woman for saying they're attractive or for expressing your interest in them.
I never heard a man say, oh, this girl's thirsty.
What the
never
fuck
heard
does
that.
That even mean?
Never heard
First of
that.
All, are we not human beings?
Never.
Do we not get parched? Do we not need water every now and again?
And that's her from thinking about other people.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
The judgment, but that's the judgment of other people. There's no such thing as being thirsty if you're pursuing something that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall into what social media is telling you. If enclosed mouths don't get fed.
Yeah.
What if I never looked at my inbox and I never looked at the comments? Like, you know what I mean? Like, say what you feel. There's no such thing as thirsty. But I, you know what? We need to start a campaign against social media.
Yo.
Well, at least the bully side of social media, bro. Because there's too many bullies in these comments.
Why you think they're pouncing on Elon Musk? Because he's bringing back freedom of speech.
Yo, listen.
On Twitter.
Because, first of all, freedom of speech has never been free. There's never been a point in time in our lives where we ever truly had freedom of speech, bro.
Oh, and when it comes to modern day women, there's no such thing as freedom of speech.
No,
there's no such thing as the First Amendment.
Because, I mean, because, bro, listen, if you say anything to offend us, we're canceling you.
Yep, cancel. Cancel. How about we cancel the cancel? Huh? How about we cancel the fucking bullies?
Listen, the cancelers, this cancel culture shit, that's bullying.
That's bullying, bro.
You realize, listen. Okay, let me give you an example, right? Say if I come on here, even right now, this podcast right here, right now, I say something that's so offensive to a bunch of women,
mm-hmm.
I get canceled, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What if I'm ignorant to something,
okay? Right?
And I said something, let's say it was a mistake, even though I don't feel like none of this is a mistake, but we're giving an example.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you teaching me and helping me learn why I made the mistake, or whatever it is that you go to cancel me.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, let's just say I was somebody of importance and I was making a lot of money. I had endorsements, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Your goal is to strip me of all of those endorsements, remove the way I pay my bills, the way I take care of my family because of something I said. Once upon a time, if I said something you didn't agree with, we were able to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to agree to disagree and move forward. We live in a time where if I don't believe what you say, if I don't agree with what you feel,
mm-hmm.
I'm wrong.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What happened to the fucking world that we live in, bro? And because bro. You know what they would say, bro? You know what they would say? Oh, we live in a better times where everybody is able to. No.
No.
You could say something I don't agree with.
Yeah, no.
It's okay for me not to agree, but I'm not going to cancel you. Like, if you say something I don't like, fuck you.
Bro,
I mean,
this is like whole like control massing. You know, like control the masses.
That's exactly
right?
what it is.
And on top of that, Bro, this shit even goes so much deeper, ladies, because these modern day women, this is all part of an agenda. You gotta realize that. Remember, back in the days, it was just one household was just one income, right? The government always wants money. So now all of a sudden, we have these modern day women saying, we're independent, we do our own shit, blah, 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 career, blah, blah, blah. Now there's two incomes. Now there's two taxes that you gotta pay. Who's getting money out of here? It's the same thing with the Pride Month. You think it's really for you guys? No, this is money. This is business.
Everything leads back to how money can be made.
That's what I'm saying. And the most money comes from that, the pride, and from the ladies, from the women, because women love spending money.
Men don't spend money, bro.
You know how many people that I talk to at work, and it was like, yo, I'd rather die than fucking pay a doctor and shit like that.
But, bro, listen, yo, that is so true, bro. Look at that, like, bro. Yo, let me tell you something, bro. I just started going to the doctor, bro. I used to be.
You see?
Yo, bro.
You see?
Yo, listen. I broke my pinky playing basketball. You see my pinky?
Yeah, that shit look fucked up.
You think I ever got it fixed?
No.
Look at my pinky, bro. I broke this shit playing basketball. Look at the regular pinky. Oh. So you can see.
Oh, shit.
You think I went to the doctor?
And I got a fucked up wrist. You think I went to the doctor?
Because for what?
For what?
I put some leaves around this shit, bro. I put some leaves
fucking
around this shit.
Fucking caveman style, bro.
Bro, listen. Right there. Oh.
Bro, that's a fact, bro.
Uh-oh. Hey, Ellie, what's up? Yo, listen. Bro, you think I went to the doc because I was like, me spending, the only reason why I started going to the doctor was because of my son. Mm-hmm. And I, because for me, I have to be healthy for him. Mm-hmm. So it's unfair.
I thought that, yeah.
It's unfair to him.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about
so
that.
So Lord forbid, because before I had anything, I didn't, if I died, you know, getting hurt or whatever, it's some dumb shit. It's, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. But my son deserves for me to be here. He deserves for me to be healthy. So
facts.
For me, now I'm going to the doctor. I'm putting all the and I'm going to the doctor.
And I'm not happy to be here.
Right? we digress from the point. We really don't like spending money. We're not gonna look past that, because realistically, a lot of times it's mostly our money too. Like, I gotta be honest.
It's the money.
Yo, look, I'm the type of guy, right? I have no problem with going on a date, spending my money, my hard-earned money on you, okay? I'll hold open the door. I'll hold your chair open, because that's just me.
Yeah, that's just right? me, yeah.
And I don't even expect anything at the end of the night. I should receive something.
You should.
But I don't respect anything. I don't expect anything, I'm sorry. But I also agree, and I also feel that every once in a while, I just like to be taken care of. Now, let me tell you something. I have a pride issue. So it's hard for me to accept anything from a lady. Not to say that you're less than me. I just grew up feeling like you're always supposed to take care. I'm a traditional man. Mm-hmm. So I have trouble taking items from ladies. Mm-hmm. Okay?
A lot of guys do. I still
want to feel like a king.
Yeah.
Spoiled. So you see these videos all over TikTok, all over social media, but the girls got the cue cards. They got the guy. Like, you can't see what's on the other side, but you pick one.
Yeah.
It's either movies or dinner, shopping, or...
Yeah, that's beautiful.
You know how amazing that would make a dude feel? Modern day woman, are you listening? Do you know how...
Shots fire, B!
But do you know how amazing that feels?
Dude.
Now, is your money worth so much that it's not worth giving to make him happy? Like, put that into perspective. She would say her money is her money. So is he not worth you spending that money? Is your money that valuable that this nigga is nowhere near as important as your money? If that's the case, then just be single for the rest of your life.
Basically, get some cats, die alone.
And here's the thing, too. You know what I realized, too? And ladies, let me just point this out for a lot of you, because I know it's upsetting to a lot of you guys, and I know it's hard to be receptive of things when they come a little too harsh, you know? So let me say,
right, go.
And I'm going to say this, right? I scroll on social media, and mm-hmm. what I realize about a lot of modern day women, and when they say certain things that I don't agree with, mm-hmm. it pisses me off until I remember. I don't have to fucking date y'all. Like, I don't have to talk to you. Here's the thing, bro. You have an option. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you scroll, you see a video, and she's like, your money's my money. The good thing is you can fucking block her and never see her again.
Never see her again.
You get what I mean?
Easy.
So I'm not bitter. Mm-hmm. Because I know a lot of you would think I'm bitter. I'm not. I'm really not. I'm happy.
That's what I was gonna touch. I was gonna say, you know, like,
I'm not bitter.
Like, yo, this is not an episode to come at you guys. This is to wake you up, because you girls are being lied to. You girls are being lied to. You have no idea what's going on the other side, because your algorithms is, the social media was created by slot machine engineers. So first of all, it's built to make you addicted. This is why you keep going through TikTok. That's why TikTok has take a water break, because you keep scrolling and shit. Second of all, once you click something, once you comment on something, boom, algorithms kicked in. They're going to keep throwing you that shit. They're going to keep throwing you. So if you comment on fuck niggas, kill old man, blah, 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 boom. That's what they're going to show you more. Absolutely. So we telling you that we're on the other side, where women are saying that they fucking regret it at 40 years old, that having a career is not fucking worth it. They don't have kids. They don't have a husband to love them.
They have no legacy. They have nothing.
As they grow, people die. So your mom's passing away, your dad's passing away, your uncle, your family, everyone's getting old. Everyone's getting hurt. Bah, 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 bah. And still, you got no man next to you at 40 years old. As a woman, you know how strong you are. Emotions are when you're at 40, bro. Look, bro, at their 30s, that's when they're most horniest.
Bro, let me tell you. Yeah, yo, you know what's crazy? I didn't know that. I really didn't know that. But what's insane, like, and just being realistic, like, when you're, it's easier to say when you're younger, you want to go out, you want to party, you want to drink, you want to do all these things, you want to give all your really good years to the streets.
Good catch, yes.
You want to give all your good years to the streets when you could be building.
Tell them.
If we're being realistic.
Tell them.
What's the point of doing all these things in your life if there's no legacy to follow behind it?
Bro,
when you think about it, what are you building all of this for? Die with it? Bro, like, so I'm saying this because.
That's such a fact. Like,
bro,
why?
My goal was to make all this money, right? So the reason why I'm doing so much social media, TikTok thing, is to network, right? To make all this money. And I had to sit back and think to myself, like, let's say I make $1 million, what am I gonna do with it? Right. I wanna take that million, make another million. I'm gonna keep doubling these millions until I get to the billions, right?
Facts.
Then what the fuck am I gonna do with all
Fendi
that money?
Facts.
What am I gonna do with all that money if I can't create something that my children can't be a part of? Bro. That my children's children can't be a part of? What is the point of all of this?
Bro, because
if you don't, if you don't create a legacy for yourself, your blood, it stops. Your bloodline stops. Once you die, if you have no kids, you cease to fucking exist. You might be a picture in somebody's yearbook.
That's it.
A picture in somebody's yearbook.
You never existed.
Like, oh, you remember her? No.
No.
Who the fuck was she? Does she have any children? No. She had a cat, though. She had two dogs.
Where's that cat? Oh, he died.
The cat can't spread your legacy.
Bro, that's so true. Because as a man, that's already rooted inside of us. Like, spend your 20s, build an empire. Then on your 30s, you can have...
a traditional man. Can I fix... Because there's a lot of... Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. There's too many niggas... And in this situation, I'm not going to say devil's advocate, but I can't... Because I am a man, so I have to take fault in a lot of this. There's too many fuckboys in 2022. Mm. The reason why I'm saying that is, if as a man... If you're okay with being a stay-at-home husband,
mm-hmm.
that's okay. If you take care of the household, you take care of the kids. Let's say she wins a lot of money. She's really the breadwinner.
Right.
You don't have to work and she prefers you stay at home.
Right.
We're not talking about you. Okay. We're also not talking about the guys who go to work and take care of their responsibilities.
Correct.
Definitely not.
Correct.
We're talking about the lazy motherfuckers.
Yes.
That are cheating.
Correct.
Sleeping around. Staying in a woman's bed, knowing they're not providing nothing. They're not doing nothing positive for this woman's life.
And spreading their trash.
Nothing at all. Spreading their trash. They're disrespecting their woman. Because, see, ultimately, realistically, we're talking the way we talk. But if you're with us, we love, we take care of you. We're not going to. But these dudes do nothing for the woman. They're doing is leeching off of her.
Nothing.
That's why I could kind of understand where some women would get aggravated.
Oh, of course.
Where the men.
Of course.
It's within men like us.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not all of, because I've seen some lazy motherfuckers out there.
Oh yeah,
and when
bro.
The ladies like this and nigga I see sitting
some
on the couch,
dirty motherfuckers, bro.
Holes
some
in their drawers,
dirty
dirty
niggas,
socks,
bro.
Playing PS5,
not showering,
listen,
bro.
Let me tell you something. The nigga is amazing at COD though.
Yeah, he's amazing at COD.
Listen, his mom plays at 99 on 2K, but the nigga can't get a job to save his life. Now, listen, look.
to this day,
and it's crazy, bro, because those women have every right to be frustrated.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah, they have
so
every right. Yeah.
About, so, just to correct you in that light, because yes, there's a lot of men like us.
So you know what? We spoke about the women. Let's talk about the men now.
Yes,
let's talk about the men. Listen, take it away.
Look.
Take it away.
Look, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, fellas. We have to do so much better in just respecting ourselves and just being better. Like, we have to understand our true value. And it's not penis. It's not your... It's a mental thing with us. So I didn't realize how valuable I was until I unlocked my mental stability. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I didn't realize how unstable I was mentally.
Wow.
So mental stability attaches to everything else, bro.
Mm-hmm.
If you're stable mentally, your spirituality is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you take care of your body a little bit better.
Yeah.
You have this sense of work ethic that it changes when you fix your mental.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a state of mind where we're just so lost in general.
Mm-hmm.
And again, social media has a big part to play in it. I want to say the modern day, the attack on traditional men by the modern day gang, let's just say, that plays a big part in it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to do better and we have to understand our true value and our true worth.
Mm-hmm.
Stop simping so much. Take care of your body. Go to the gym. Exercise. If you don't want to go to the gym, exercise at home. Take care of yourself. Eat better.
Yes.
Expand your vocabulary.
And leave,
talk better.
Leave a traditional woman the fuck alone if you do not know who you are, bro.
Because you're going to destroy her.
You're going to destroy her and then you're going to ruin it for the rest of us. And you're going to, if you fuck up one heart, that one fuck up heart ruins 10 more hearts. Because hurting people want to hurt people.
Niggas are selfish.
Niggas is selfish out
niggas
here, bro.
Niggas is selfish. Niggas is selfish.
And they know, like, there's certain guys that they know, like, women fall in love with words, men fall in love with actions.
Mm.
So if you come to a woman with the right fucking music, setting, and words, like, hey, mom, what you doing? What you drinking on, babe? Huh?
Word.
Right? She's like, oh, look at you. Like, you ain't even a girl. You're like, shit.
Come on. Yeah, I'm like, yo, son.
So they fall for that, bro. They fall for that. And what happened? Then they end up in the bed. They're like, oh, my gosh, this guy's so awesome. Like, where he at
and
next day?
He wasn't shit. And you tear her down, and now you create something in her, and she brings that on to her next situation. And you know, it's crazy that you said it, because I understand when you have the ability to speak, when you have the ability to articulate, that's attractive, right?
Yeah.
So when you could piece your words together, you know what I mean.
That's what I'm saying.
When you piece your words together in a certain way, and that's why, ladies, y'all screening process, just be a little more, you know, consistent with, you know, because. As dudes, let's be real, okay? We know that sometimes we got to play the waiting game, right? We know that. And I'm just saying we because me, this is not how I get down. But I'm just saying we because I am a man and I have to own up to it all. Like, I'm a part of the group.
Mm-hmm.
We know we could play the waiting game.
Oh, yeah.
Wait to a moment where you're extremely vulnerable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then piece those words together.
Absolutely.
Say the right things to you at the right time.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of men are opportunists.
Yup.
Wait for the right time, say the right thing to you. Boom.
Oh, he's just a friend.
Boom. Oh, come on.
Listen,
I don't even like hearing that shit.
Bro, lady, I'm about to give them a revelation. You ready for this, Shaq?
Yes, sir. Let me hear
it. The nice guys are the piece of shit ones. It's the nice guys.
Yeah.
You know why? Because they will wait. They will wait for that chink in the armor. And now that, you know, that shoulder to cry on is a dick to ride on.
He was, ooh, yeah.
And dang, I just came up with that, bro. Go after the kind guys.
Yeah.
Because the kind guys are the ones that with a genuine heart. How can you what's that fucking word? How can you figure out the difference?
Differentiate. Yes.
You ladies, you pick up energy better than men.
100%.
So you should be able to, yo, this thing just wants to fuck. And this person, I don't feel that with. How about you go with that person and stop fucking friend zoning him?
Yep.
How about that? right? Yeah. So it's like mad shit, bro. And these things be dirty, Shaq. You know, bro.
Bro, listen, man. Like, niggas be filthy. And for me,
filthy, bro,
because it actually is embarrassing, though, bro. It's embarrassing because we're living at a time and
big facts.
Listen, this is an analogy that I came out with, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to him earlier, like, niggas and dick are like pennies,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Tell them.
So
tell them.
And here and I'm gonna break it down for y'all, okay? So let's say you're a woman, right? Pennies are every fucking where, right? And remember, I said dick is pennies, so that means dick is everywhere. Mm-hmm. When she walk outside, there's pennies all over the floor. There's pennies everywhere, which means there's dick everywhere. She can get dick at any moment if that's what she wants. She can pick up a penny today if she wants to pick it up. She walks past the fucking penny. You know why? Pennies are everywhere. They have no fucking value, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you create yourself, you make yourself a $100 bill. And I know that's easier said than done, mm-hmm. but work on yourself. Mm-hmm. Look clean. Make money. Talk good. Be in a good headspace mentally. Just take care of yourself. Walk with a certain level of confidence. That's how you turn yourself into that $100 bill. Okay? She's not going to walk past no $100 bill on the floor.
Nope.
Let's be honest. Ask any one of them. Yeah. If they see a $100 bill on the floor, are they going to pick it up?
Yep.
Most of the time, the answer is going to be yes.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a bunch of pennies every fucking where and there's a $100 bill standing on the floor, what do you think she's going to do?
You know, pick that shit up.
Kick all them fucking pennies out the way and pick up that $100
bill. Hell yeah, bro. That shit could be on the fishing
pole. But here's the thing as well, though. How often do you see $100 bills on the floor? Which means don't just throw your dick out there. Wait, take your time and become that $100 bill before you throw yourself out there.
Yo, it's oh shit. It's funny that you mentioned that, bro. That takes some time for you to become the $100 bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I don't know what it is. But it's like women really sense that. Like when you don't fuck. Of course. When you don't fuck for a while, it's like they can sense that and now they're approaching you for some reason. Bro,
they're brilliant beings.
It's like it's that they're, mother name. It's that
course,
mother.
It's intuition. Yeah. They have an intuition, bro.
There you
and,
go.
And let me tell you there something you else though, okay?
There you go.
Women's intuition, I believe in it, but it's not always bad. So follow the intuition when it's positivity as well as negativity. Because
right.
they'll say, oh, he was cheating. Intuition, I felt it. But where's the intuition? Where's the good intuition?
Yeah.
Y'all have good and bad intuition.
And they use the bad only.
They only use the bad. You have good intuition. The good intuition is that genuine feeling you got around that nigga when he held that door open for
Preach.
You and you fucking ignored it.
Preach.
That was the good intuition.
Preach.
When you smiled, when he said good morning and you smiled, you said good morning back because you knew that nigga meant it. That was the good intuition. That was the good intuition.
Holy shit.
But they ignore that one,
Holy
bro.
Shit.
They ignore that one.
I should get high.
Yo, you said
this shit is fucking crazy. Yo, shout outs to Shaq for coming through, bro. Shout outs for him for coming through, bro.
I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you for having